This is a CBC podcast. CBC's documentary portal brings together documentary programming from CBC Radio, television, and online. From ideas to the nature of things, and from the current to the passionate eye, find out what docs are on this week at cbc.ca/documentaries.
Well, birds of a feather may flock together, but the question is, where the heck do they nest? People on the Northern Peninsula have been saying for years that the northern gannet breeds in their area. But there's never been any proof. Well, now a research professor at Memorial is joining in the search. Bill Montevecchi will conduct a boat tour later this month to the cliffs of the Port-au-Port Peninsula and look for signs of a northern gannet breeding colony. This morning, Dr. Montevecchi joins me from Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I guess I should try to clarify this. Are we talking about the Northern Peninsula or the Port-au-Port Peninsula?
Well, I think immediately, Dorothy, we're talking about the Port-au-Port. That's where most of the sightings have come from, and
okay.
That's the area that we're targeting right now.
Tell us a little bit about the northern gannet. What do we know about it and its range and where it nests?
Yeah, Dorothy, we know a lot about this bird. And there are only actually six colonies of the species in North America, and three of them are in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. The closest one to western Newfoundland is in the Magdalen Islands. And so we know that gannets often are seen along the west coast of Newfoundland and the Northern Peninsula because they actually do have quite a large foraging range of 200 or 300 kilometers at maximum. And we know there's lots of fish, mackerel, herring that they eat along that coast. So, you know, we see them a lot. But the question is, you know, in fact, have they come there to nest? There's really, you know, the colonies of these birds are really quite old, and there's really quite an inertia to a new colony being established. But we will be taking a look, and I'm sure there's lots of gannets along the west coast. The question is, have any, made the move to stay and find a mate and then, build a colony?
Well, why do local people think that the northern gannet breeds in their area?
I actually think because they're so common and you know, in fact, they might, and sometimes they will come to roost, you know, on land. Like, I remember in the past, you know, on the East Coast, Les Harris, who used to spend his summers in Fogo Island, at times there were gannets, you know, not nesting, but actually roosting on some of the islands north of Fogo. And nesting never came to fruition, but you know, there was a large colony nearby on Funk Island, so the birds would sometimes come in where they were feeding and sometimes come to land. But it really takes a lot to generate a new colony. There's just a great security in that, and a great inertia in their social behavior, you know, for some other birds to move to a new site. I have seen it happen in Norway when the birds established colonies along the Norwegian coast, you know, moving up from Scotland and places like that. But again, it's not something that we expect to see, but I think it's exciting, one, that the birds are there, and if they're there, it will be extremely exciting, you know, if they're nesting. But, you know, that's the question.
And I can almost feel your excitement. I mean, if you were actually to find that they were nesting, that would be a very big deal, wouldn't it?
It would be a very big deal. You know, like I said, there's six, and those six are very old. I mean, we know from, you know, Aboriginal accounts, Cartier, you know, when he first came into the Gulf in 1536, I mean, that colony on the Magdalen Islands was there and described. So these colonies have been around for centuries and millennia. Recently, you know, I would say in the past 15 years, there was actually a pair of gannets that nested one summer. I don't know, and I can't remember the island, but it was off of New Brunswick, and I think there had been gannets there in previous centuries. But even then, that one pair never stuck it out and maintained. So again, you know, that's why it would be so exciting, because it's just an unusual. And we know the colonies of these birds are growing. You know, that since the fishing moratorium came into play, there's been warm water in the past few years, so we've had lots of fish like mackerel in the area in late summer, and that's absolute, you know, great conditions for gannets, and their populations have been growing. So, I mean, the potential is definitely there for sort of what we call floater birds or, you know, non-breeders to move afar and maybe start somewhere else. But it really takes those first few pioneers to really get it going.
Here comes my dumb question of the morning. How do you look for a breeding colony of gannets? I mean, they're not going to hang out the pink and blue blankets, are they?
Well, you know, they're big. They're the biggest, and they're really bright white. It's the biggest seabird in the North Atlantic. You know, they've got a 2-meter wingspan. And when you see a colony, yeah, it depends on how many birds. But usually they're on cliffs. Usually they're quite obvious, because they're such big birds. There's guano and stuff like that around. And we know, on Red Island, there's kittiwake cliffs there, you know. So that, you know, it's attractive to seabirds. And, and that coast is attractive. I mean, there are lots of seabirds there. So I think it would be kind of obvious. But, you know, the very best thing always is local people, fishermen, boaters, people who live in the area. I mean, that's why, you know, we're looking in the first place. And that's really the best information. You know, people who live in the area see the birds. I mean, even if they're not nesting, it really is of interest. I mean, really of interest that those birds would be coming from the Magdalens. I mean, that's quite a substantial flight, that they would be coming over there to get food, and that food's to raise their young. So I think that's the best way for us to, you know, really, really keep looking and keep our, you know, finger on the pulse of what's happening is just reports from local people. And, you know, if people have them, it would be great to hear from them, either via you or myself at the university.
Well, as you obviously know, because you're going to be there, you're going to have a little bit of help probably looking for a gannet breeding colony when you head up to the Wings, Whales, and Lobster Tails Festival.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be so much birding activity just going on that entire week, you know, Codroy Valley, right, you know, the whole southwest coast of Newfoundland. I mean, it's really a great time, and there's going to be so many people out in so many different places looking for so many different birds, waterfowl, land birds, seabirds. And I'm just really happy there's a seabird component to it, and maybe a marine mammal component to it as well, because it just adds another dimension. And this is such a, I mean, as you know and your listeners know, it's such a great area. And there's just so much, so much there that can be captured, you know, and one enjoyed by local people, but also enhance, tourism activities in the area that are sustainable and, can be just incredibly exciting and rewarding. I mean, even now we just describe a situation where we just don't know. We just don't have all the answers. And that's always what's the most exciting part, I think, about nature observation. You know, there's always, always something new to be discovered.
Well, thank you for this.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. Thanks for calling, Dorothy.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.